Today's class is in memory of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Yisrael, my dear father. From today, on the 12th day of Menachem Av, we commemorate the end of the saying of Kaddish, the conclusion of the 11 months since the passing. In light of this, today's daily halacha will focus on the law and custom regarding for how long does a son say Kaddish for his father. The idea of saying Kaddish for one's parent is recorded in many midrashic sources and is extolled as containing a great power in redeeming the parent from suffering, as is brought in Meseches Kala. The Rabbi Akiva once saw a man that was carrying wood and bringing it to a burning furnace, and he asked him, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I passed away, and every single day I bring the wood to fuel my own fire in Gehenna." And he then said to Rabbi Akiva, "If I only had a son that would say Kaddish for me, it would help weaken and would help to relieve my anguish." And from here came the minha, came the custom of Jewry, that when a parent, either a mother or a father, Rachman al-Utslan, passes away, then all the sons of that parent say Kaddish for him in the first year. Ideally, the Kaddish is meant to be recited for the first 12 months, as brought down in the Ramah Yeridaya 376, Halacha 4. Why 12 months? As it says that even Rishayim don't stay longer than 12 months in Gehenim. And since the purpose of Kaddish is to redeem the parent from Gehenim and to weaken its suffering, therefore, we don't have to say it for more than 12 months. Nonetheless, in conclusion, the Ramah writes that the minhag of all Israel is to recite Kaddish only for 11 months from the passing. What's the reason? Why do we stop saying Kaddish a month early? The reason that the Ramah brings down and that is brought down and elaborated in other Paiskim is because, since, as we said before, Rishayim are judged for 12 months in Gehenim, if one were to say Kaddish in the 12th month as well, he is actually telling everyone that his father or mother was a Rasha and is still in Gehenim. And this is obviously something that's not honorable. So therefore, we end saying Kaddish early. How early? So many of the Achreinim bring down, and this is the final custom of majority of Jewry, and so is the Chabad custom, is brought down in numerous letters and writings of the Rebbeim, that we conclude saying Kaddish on the last day of the 11th month before the start of the 12th month. So for example, if someone passed away on the 10th of Shvat, then the Kaddish is recited only until the 9th of Tevis, including the 9th of Tevis, but not from the 10th of Tevis and onwards. This applies even during a leap year. So when one ends up finishing Kaddish 2 months before the Yahrzeit, for example, if someone passed away on Yud Gimel Tishrei, then the Kaddish would still end only 11 months later, which is Yud Beis Menachem Av. There was once a story with the Rebbe Rashab that he accidentally said Kaddish one day too much, and he was very distressed over this. The Rebbe emphasizes in a talk that the mere fact that the son stops saying Kaddish helps the judgment above, that if even he was really fit to receive 12 months, the parent, nevertheless, just like down here we are viewing him as he's not a Rasha, so too in Shemaim they will view him that he's not a Rasha. And this contains sources in Midrashim that in the judgment above in heaven, they listen and pay attention to what people here have to say about the person. Now, although we don't say Kaddish during the 12th month, the Yasin doesn't say Kaddish, nevertheless, him joining a minyan and answering Amen to Kaddish said by others definitely still helps to elevate and affect the Neshama of the Niftar, even though he doesn't say Kaddish during that month.